welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Marianne Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Her preaching today is entitled Second Thoughts, and the reading is from the Gospel of Mark.
The disciples of John and of the Pharisees were accustomed to fast. People came to Jesus and objected, "Why do the disciples of John and of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast on that day. No one sews a piece of unshrunken cloth on an old cloak. If he does, its fullness pulls away, the new from the old, and the tear gets worse. Likewise, no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skins, and both the wine and the skins are ruined. Rather, new wine is poured into fresh wineskins." Jesus uses weddings in many of his parables, which suggests that we, as scripture readers and listeners, are to take the role of wedding guests, possibly in anticipating the feast when God's kingdom comes. As guests, it becomes our place to support the members of the wedding, to recognize the importance of the event, and, I believe, to remember Isaiah's statement, "Behold, I am doing a new thing. Do you not perceive it?" This reading is less about fasting or rejoicing than it is about context. One doesn't fast in times of happiness, nor is it fitting to combine the new with the worn out. They don't relate, and relationship is everything. Relationship brings together what needs to be joined and creates what it takes to move on, each moment leading to the next. Meaning lies in the movement forward, not in memory, comforting as it may seem to look back to a time when we were little more than children and the church, in all its antiquity, was in charge of how we looked at reality. Newness, on the other hand, whether unshrunken cloth or wineskins, speaks of openness, of willingness to embrace what comes, of what we are coming to. The Latin Mass belongs to memory, not to meaning, not to movement, and nostalgia is not a serious option. Why do some need to take comfort in Latin words they don't understand? To be protected from the demands of the present as it becomes the future? To avoid the discomfort of what they may now be called to know, called to do? When Jesus speaks of the result of patching old cloth with the new or trying to contain new wine in old wineskins, we don't hear him rejecting the new in favor of the old, do we? When Pope Francis brings our attention to the church's crucial need for a new synod, listen to these words. "The purpose of this synod is to inspire people to dream about the church we are called to be, to make people's hopes flourish, to stimulate trust, to bind up wounds, to weave new and deeper relationships, to learn from one another, to build bridges, to enlighten minds, warm hearts, and restore strength to our hands for our common mission," close quote. The Synod's preparatory document recognizes that we, all of us in this present moment, are the church, that through the Synod, quote, people, and we are those people, can address what is most pertinent to our situation and share with honesty and openness about our real life experiences and to reflect together on what the Holy Spirit might be revealing through what we share with one another, close quote. New cloth, new wineskins. But acceptance? We need to pray, maybe by fasting, that those, including some high churchmen who seem to look away from what the Holy Spirit will continue to reveal through the synod, will have second thoughts as they ponder these suggested questions. Quote, how do we listen to the social and cultural context in which we live? And do we identify prejudices and stereotypes that hinder our listening? Close quote. Second thoughts, always a valuable option